Search and rescue efforts continue in the Bahamas nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian made landfall there. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis addressed the public last night.
There are many who are still missing. The number of deaths is expected to significantly increase.
So far, there have been at least 50 people confirmed dead, and 1,300 others are missing. Joining us now for the latest from NASA is CNN's Paula Newton. Paula, what do we know so far about efforts to find the missing?
Well, you know, they have been scouring really all the islands. Remember, you're talking about several hundred miles scattered about islands that are in some cases very large, in some cases quite small, just a few miles across. And for that reason, it was started with the U.S. Coast Guard. We certainly saw them do many rescues when I was on the island. But obviously, as this has worn on, they start to look at the missing persons list and start to try and really assess where could these people be. So trying to pinpoint exactly where they were living, if perhaps they died, in fact, in their own homes. The issue, though, that has been so terrifying for so many families is that when that storm surge came through, they saw with their own eyes, in some cases, neighbors, relatives, be really taken out to sea by the storm surge, drown. And as the water has receded, they have looked for their family members and have not been able to find them. I think what's so heartbreaking, Jeremy, is that, of course, a lot of those people that I met are waiting to find their relatives. They think perhaps by some miracle they'll run into them during evacuation on a ferry or on a shelter here in Nassau. So they don't want to give up hope. And yet now we're so far into this disaster that they're really wondering if their lives will ever be put back together again, given all of that they've lost.
What about the people who have been found or who have made their way to shelter in some way? Where are they now? What's the status of those people who maybe have lost their homes, but where do they go?
So most of the people have been evacuated to shelters here to the Capitol, and they have several scattered throughout the city. They are crowded and in some cases lacking for things that they want, especially for families. But what the Bahamian government wants is for families to begin to take some of these other families in. The Bahamian prime minister and his wife have taken in a family as well. But other than that, beyond daily survival, they're also wondering about how to start again. And a lot of that involves finding jobs. Nassau was already really struggling with overdevelopment. So a lot of the people from the Abacos, and I guess some from Grand Bahama as well, know that and are wondering what's here for them now, especially since they know their homes have been flattened and they have nothing to return to.
What about the people who have been coming to the U.S. or trying to come to the U.S.? There's been a lot of back and forth from the Trump administration about whether those people will be allowed in. The latest is that they will need passports and visas in order to get to the U.S. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest from the U.S. government is that the Bahamians will not be given temporary status, so they cannot come to the United States to remain. If they want to come in, they will have to come in under all the old rules. And what were those? They would normally need a visa. There was a process in place that was at the discretion of the U.S. government as they were leaving the Bahamas that they could get a visa waiver with just their passport and a criminal background check that was given to them by the Bahamian police. You know, from the first moments I arrived in the storm, you would have people thinking, okay, how do I get a hold of that criminal background check? Because that will allow me to go to the United States where I have relatives or friends. That has been spotty now, and it's been unreliable. Again, it is at the discretion of American authorities. And so anecdotally, we've heard a lot of people that have not been able to enter the United States unless they have the visa, which in certain cases did not happen previously. The other thing I will say, though, is that there are a lot of dual Bahamian U.S. citizens, and hundreds of them are already gone back to the United States and are now trying to consider whether they just remain in the United States or come back to the Bahamas.
Well, and I can imagine just logistically, if you're in the middle of a terrible hurricane and your house is destroyed, a passport would not be the first thing that I would pick up. So a lot of them probably lost those documents.
Yeah, it was heartening to hear, though, Jeremy, that a lot of them had what they called these go bags, and they would make sure that they were sealed and kept them from water. And Jeremy, I can't tell you the struggles that I heard from people actually swimming with their go envelopes and their go bags, knowing that when they got to dry land, if they survived that storm surge, which in some cases was over 25 feet, that they knew they needed those documents. In some cases, that's all they have.
Now, Paula, there is a tropical system that is in the area that may form in the Bahamas in the next day or so into a tropical depression or even a tropical storm. What are you hearing about that?
We are hearing a lot about that. And of course, that is going to frustrate recovery efforts. And a lot of that does involve recovering bodies because they want to be able to give these people a proper burial and give their family some type of closure so that they can identify them properly. You have to think about people who have just put a flimsy tarp on the top of their home, hoping to stay there, to hear that winds and rain are again coming. You just don't need it. And obviously, keeping in mind, we are in the middle of the hurricane season still, and they are definitely looking out to sea, wondering what's next.
That is Paula Newton with CNN. She's speaking to us from Nassau in the Bahamas. Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.